More than a quarter of Colombia's population lives in poverty. The blame belongs to the usual suspects: corruption, government neglect, and Colombia's long guerrilla war that's finally ending. In one Colombian town, though, the troubles stem from an arcane border dispute. Reporter John Otis brings us that story.
Children play soccer in the town of Belén de Bajira in northern Colombia. Lacking a soccer ball, the kids kick around a plastic bottle. At their elementary school, a few blocks away, teachers show me around. We come upon broken desks, piles of trash, and bats fluttering in the hallway. Outside, a recent downpour has turned the unpaved streets into mud. Many of Belén de Bajira's 9,000 residents blame such backwardness on the town's location. It lies in a remote patch of jungle that's claimed by two Colombian states, Antioquia and Chocó. Since the 1940s, legal decisions have placed the town first in one state, then in the other. That's given the town a split personality. For example, Belén de Bajira has two police chiefs, one from Chocó, the other from Antioquia. But rather than twice as much law and order, there's confusion.
Solicitan una hora más o dos horas más.
Duber Benitez, the police chief from Antioquia, points out that bar owners often lobby to stay open past the normal closing time of 2 a.m. When he turns them down, they go a block and a half up the street to the Chocó police chief, who often grants their requests. A bigger problem is that politicians from Antioquia and Chocó are reluctant to spend much on public works, like paving the muddy streets, in case the town is suddenly declared part of the other state, which is what happened this month. Colombia's Geographic Institute published a new map placing Belén de Bajira in Chocó. In response, angry Antioquia state officials are urging the townsfolk to resist. At a public meeting, they lead the crowd chanting the Antioquia state anthem. They also launch a petition drive demanding that the state border be redrawn yet again. As people add their names to the petition, long-standing divisions come to the surface. Many want to be part of Antioquia because it's one of Colombia's richest states. By contrast, Chocó is one of the poorest.
Esos días que publicaron el mapa sentí muchísima tristeza, lloré. Retrocederíamos.
Magdalena Babilonia, who runs a daycare center, says, "I cried when they published the new map. As part of Chocó, we would go backwards." For its part, Chocó has a large Afro-Colombian population that's deeply proud of its heritage. Among them is Edison Rivas, one of Belén de Bajira's two police chiefs.
Como tal, es un avance significativo porque
Rivas said the mapmakers did the right thing by placing the town in Chocó. In fact, he's so pleased that he starts crooning.
Que viva la libertad. Para la historia es escrito.
The song? It's the state anthem of Chocó. For NPR News, I'm John Otis in Belén de Bajira, Colombia.